it's a great day to be a Republican, and it's a great day to help Joni Ernst get elected the next United States Senator from Iowa. Now, I know all of you in this room share the same thing that we do, and that is a desire to turn this country around and to have leaders like Joni Ernst go to Washington, D.C. and bring some common sense and fix the big problems. And so what we need to do to help her do that is we need to go vote. We need to vote early, and once we voted early, then we need to get our friends and our neighbors to vote for Joni Ernst. Now, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Iowa. Kim Reynolds and I have been friends for many years. I am so excited that she's up for re-election with Governor Branstad. They have done a wonderful, wonderful job of turning this state around, making it a great place to live, to work, and to raise a family. But I know they're not done yet. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce the Lieutenant Governor and the next Lieutenant Governor of the state of Iowa, Kim Reynolds.
Well, thank you, Matt. Thank you for that nice introduction. Thank you all for being here. It's an honor to be here tonight. And I want to tell you, as we travel all across the state, these are the kind of crowds that we're seeing at every stop. The crowds are energized, they're excited, and the momentum is on our side, so we're counting on you to keep it going. So thanks for being here tonight, and thanks for supporting Joni Ernst. Say thanks for the honor of serving as your Lieutenant Governor of this great state, and it's the honor of a lifetime to work alongside the hardest working governor in the nation, and that is our great governor, Governor Terry Branstad. We have an amazing opportunity to keep this state moving in the right direction, and we also have the opportunity to finally get this country heading in the right direction. When Governor Branstad and I ran for office in 2010, we ran with a mission of leading Iowa's comeback. This state, if you remember, was facing some significant challenges: increasing debt, high unemployment, a projected $900 million budget shortfall. As we traveled across Iowa and spoke with Iowans, we talked about our focus of growing the economy, working with job creators, driving career readiness, restoring excellence in education, raising family incomes, and providing an efficient, effective, accountable, and transparent government. And you know what? We're proud of the progress that we've made in the last 4 years. Working with leaders like Senator Ernst, we have turned this state around. We've balanced the budget. We put in place a 2-year and a 5-year projected budget. We took that deficit and we turned it into a surplus. And because of the decisions that have made, we have a growing economy. We have reduced unemployment by nearly 30%. And we've had $9 billion of private capital investment in this state since taking office. And we ran to lead Iowa's comeback, and we're running to build Iowa's future. We're energized, we're optimistic, and we're excited about the opportunity for Iowa in the future. It is about the ground game. It's about mobilizing the vote. It's about making sure that we turn out as many people as we can to vote absentee. So we're asking for your support. We're asking for you to volunteer, knock doors, make calls. If you've not voted absentee, go do that. You can go to the auditor's office, you can request a ballot, talk to your neighbors, talk to your family members, get those ballots in. We have beat the Democrats the last 9 days straight on absentee requests. So with your help, we will elect Joni Ernst to be the next United States Senator. We will send a problem solver to represent us in Washington, D.C. A problem solver, a farm girl, a soldier, an independent leader that will take our Iowa values to Washington, D.C. And you know what? I think they could use a little bit of those Iowa values. Washington, D.C., Iowa is working. Now, we're going to say that together. They could use a little bit of Iowa values because, unlike Washington, D.C., Iowa is working! Woo! Thank you again. God bless you. And now I have not only, I've already referred to him as the hardest working governor in the nation, but I see it each and every day. I see how hard our great governor works to continue to make Iowa the best place to live, work, and raise a family. He is working tirelessly on behalf of you and tirelessly on Republicans up and down the ticket, and he's doing everything he can to make sure that we send Joni Ernst to the United States Senator. Please give me a warm round of welcome to Governor Branstad.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're not done yet. We got more to do. I've met my match in terms of energy, enthusiasm, and passion to serve. And I want you to know Kim Reynolds is a great partner and she's doing a great job. The country's gone in the wrong direction. You watch the news every night, you see we don't have any leadership in foreign policy. Obamacare is unaffordable and unsustainable, and it goes on and on and on. The national debt is approaching $18 trillion. Contrast that to what we've done in Iowa. We inherited a financial mess. I had a predecessor that thought he could borrow the state to prosperity. Wrong. Instead, we're paying that back, big debt checks, bill back at $55 million a year. But we don't spend our time complaining about that. We instead put together a budget that is balanced. We've restored all the money taken from the cash reserve and economic emergency account. And we've reduced the size and cost of government by 1,400 employees. Today, we're reducing the property tax burden with the biggest property tax cut in Iowa history, and major education reform, our teacher leadership plan. We couldn't have done it without Republicans in the House and Senate helping us do that. And Joni Ernst was one of those key senators that helped get that done. What a contrast. We have a choice for the United States Senate of a farm girl that grew up working hard with a lot of responsibility at an early age, who then went on to serve both her county as a county auditor and then her state as a state senator, more importantly, her nation as a lieutenant colonel in the Iowa National Guard, leading the troops in Iraq. Them home safely. John McCain is the only combat veteran in the United States Senate. We have a chance for the first time in history to elect a woman combat veteran from Red Oak, Iowa. What an opportunity for the state of Iowa. Contrast that with her opponent, a trial lawyer who thinks it would be terrible for Chuck Grassley to be chairman of the Judiciary Committee because he's just a farmer from Iowa. Boy, I'd like to see just a farmer from Iowa chair the Judiciary Committee for a change. And I say this as a recovering lawyer. I haven't practiced law since 1982, but I still am recovering. I can tell you there are 58 lawyers in the United States Senate. We don't need another one. We need Joni Ernst, who has our values and who represents Iowa's common sense and who'll help balance the federal budget. And she knows something about foreign policy. And we need somebody that understands it's a dangerous world out there, and we need somebody that has the ability to really bring people together like Joni Ernst can do. I have the honor tonight to represent a great American, a man who served as governor of Massachusetts, and you think it's hard to get elected governor of Iowa. It's easy compared to being governor of a Republican in Massachusetts. So we don't take anything for granted, and we're always going to work hard here. But Mitt Romney did a great job as governor of Massachusetts. He also rescued the Winter Olympics at Salt Lake City when they were in real trouble. And he's an American who loves this country, and he's given so much to help this country. And he was one of the first to come in. Well, I want to give Kim Reynolds credit. She was the first elected official to endorse Joni Ernst for the Senate. But Mitt Romney came in very early on before the primary and said, this is the candidate that can win the state of Iowa and help us become the majority in the United States Senate. A great American, a great friend of Iowa, a great friend of mine, and a great friend of Joni Ernst, Mitt Romney.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's quite a governor, you know that? That's quite a team you have there. Boy, oh boy. I don't think anyone served longer than that man has served in a governor's chair. What an extraordinary man, an extraordinary leader. The people of Iowa are lucky to have Terry Branstad and Kim Reynolds in that executive suite. Nice job, gentlemen and lady. And thank you for the work you're doing for Iowa. And you know why I'm here. I'm here not just for these guys, but everybody knows them so well. But not everybody in Iowa yet knows Joni Ernst as well as probably the people in this room do and as I do. And she's going to be an extraordinary breath of fresh air in Washington. I can't wait till she goes there and makes them squeal. Can you? It's going to be wonderful. Now, when you're running for office, people tell you shouldn't tell jokes. But I'm not running for office, so I can tell one. I got this on the internet from a family member. He said President Obama went to the bank to cash a check, and he didn't have his ID. And the teller said, you got to prove who you are. And he said, how should I do that? She said, well, the other day, Phil Mickelson came in. He didn't have his ID, but he set up a little cup on the ground, took a golf ball, puttered it right into that cup, so we knew it was Phil Mickelson. We cashed his check. And then Andre Agassi came in, and Andre Agassi didn't have his ID either. He put a little target on the wall, took a tennis ball and a racket, hit it onto that target time and again. We knew that was Andre Agassi, so we cashed his check. And she said to him, is there anything you could do to prove who you are? And he said, I don't have a clue. And she said, well, Mr. President, do you want your money in small bills or large bills? Now, unfortunately, the president has been implementing his policy, both internationally and domestically. He said in this race that his policies are on the ballot. Now, I know that Iowa voted for President Obama twice, but Iowa is not going to vote for Bill Braley and vote for him a third time, that's for sure. You know those policies. You know those policies. The president said he was going to lower your health insurance premiums by putting in place Obamacare. Anyone here have your premiums go down? President also was going to make our schools better. That hasn't happened. Was going to alleviate poverty. Poverty's at an all-time high in terms of the number of people that are poor. The president was concerned about income inequality. It's gotten worse, not better. The president's signature achievement, Obamacare, that I mentioned, was implemented in a ham-handed way. The budget deficit is almost doubled. This is not a philosophy and a presidency that's working. And then internationally, The president didn't think we should be aggressive and assertive in helping shape events overseas. Instead, he's tried to pull back and shrink our military. Instead of trying to keep bad things from happening, we've watched bad things happening. He began his campaign, or excuse me, his presidency, by going around the world in some respects apologizing for America. It's time for the president to apologize to America. Yes. Bruce Braley has the same political philosophy as President Obama. And the policies you've watched over the last 6 years, internationally and at home, would continue to play out if Bruce Braley were to get the vote of the people of Iowa. But Iowa has a choice. Iowa can make the decision to change the course in Washington and instead get our schools better, instead help people that are in poverty come out of poverty, instead make sure that we help shape events around the world, give people the health care they were promised they could keep if they liked their doctor and they liked their health insurance. And that's why one of the reasons I'm supporting this young woman to be the next United States Senator from the great state of Iowa. And there's another one. Not just her political philosophy and changing the course in Washington and making them squeal as they deserve to squeal, but also because she's a person of unprecedented character and ability. A farm girl, a mom, an auditor, and yes, a commander in the National Guard, a lieutenant colonel. She has experience leading. We send a lot of people to Washington who can talk great, but they don't know how to lead. This woman knows how to lead. Iowa's going to send a great leader to the United States Senate, Joni Ernst. Joni!
Thank you so much, everybody. I am glad you came out to this beautiful venue. I'd love to first say thank you to our host this evening, the Iowa Farm Bureau, and for opening up this gorgeous, gorgeous building. Yes, and thank you to my dear friend, Matt Whitaker, for coming out on the trail with me and being such a great partner and a great Republican helping us in this race. One thing none of us expected in the primary campaign, all of us candidates that ran in that great, great race, is the fact that we would all become such close friends. And we have the single goal now of making sure that we take back this United States Senate seat. We're going to do that. Thank you. I also want to thank our wonderful executive team leading the great state of Iowa, our governor, Governor Terry Branstad, and the Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds. On to victory. Thank you. And my wonderful friend and supporter from the great state of Massachusetts, Governor Mitt Romney. Thank you for your support, sir. Beyond the wonderful people on this stage, I have to thank all of you for being the most phenomenal supporters, and you are the ones that are going to make this possible on November 4th. It is because of you that we are going to take this seat back in the United States Senate. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. We have the energy. We have the momentum. We came through the primary and we kept pushing forward in the general election, running a campaign the way a campaign should be run, and that's getting out and meeting with the Iowa people. We are traveling on a 99-county tour. Iowa knows best. Iowa knows best. We are running a race I am committed to running this race on Iowa values. Iowa values, and showing the United States all of the great things that we here in the state of Iowa have accomplished, and comparing that and contrasting that to my opponent's failed record. Now, last week, President Obama stated that, mark my words, I'm not on the ballot, but my policies are, every single one of them. Yes, Mr. President, they are. And you know what? A gentleman that has been supporting your policies this year, he is on the ballot, and his name is Congressman Bruce Braley. He is running for U.S. Senate. He is running on your failed policies, Mr. President. And you know what? We're going to keep him here at home in Iowa, don't you think? It is the policies that we have put in place here in the state of Iowa that have made us so successful. And we're comparing those to the policies that Congressman Bruce Braley has supported at the federal level. Now, you've heard many of these wonderful things already coming from the lieutenant governor and the governor. I'm going to highlight them again. We have put in place the largest tax cut in Iowa history. The largest. And that is helping all of our individual taxpayers and small businesses across the state of Iowa. Now, please, let's compare and contrast that to Congressman Braley, who has voted for one of the largest tax increases in United States history. Boo! Well, let's go back. Let's talk about rolling back job-killing rules and regulations. Here in the state of Iowa, when I first joined the Iowa State Legislature with our great governor and lieutenant governor, we participated in a Reopen Iowa for Business tour, and we identified a lot of rules and regulations out there that just were hampering job growth here in the state. Well, we've started working on those rules and regulations and implementing good policy. But what has Congressman Braley done at the federal level? He has increased rules and regulations, supported things like Obamacare with thousands of pages of rules and regulations. He supported cap and trade, which would be detrimental to our Iowa agriculture, as well as raising utility rates on every single Iowan. More rules and regulations that are killing jobs in the United States. And as a result, his unemployment rate at the federal level has gone up 1.3% since he took office. Here in the state of Iowa, we have decreased it from over 6% down to 4.5%. It's working here. And then I want to contrast Congressman Bruce Braley spending the budget. We see a government that is spending out of control. Congressman Braley has voted 8 times in the last 8 years to raise our federal debt ceiling, and our national debt has doubled in the time that he has spent in Congress. Here in the state of Iowa, the first year that this wonderful team came in and I took office in the Iowa State Legislature, we balanced the budget. We balanced the budget. So we've done all of these great things here in the state of Iowa. Definite difference between myself and the congressman. We've lowered taxes, we've rolled back job-killing rules and regulations, and we've balanced the budget. We have more Iowans working now than at any point in Iowa's history. So again, we are doing things the right way here in Iowa. Iowa, we are setting the bar high. This is what we need to take to Washington, D.C. Our Iowa values. We do not need any more Washington bureaucracy coming out of D.C. and landing here in the state of Iowa. We are going to stop that. And I do want to thank so many people. I look out across this crowd, and I see a lot of folks that have worked with us in the legislature, and I appreciate their service today, too. Now, something else. But beyond our domestic policy, we have a world that is struggling. A world that is struggling. If you look in the Middle East with what is going on, what I'd like to do is compare and contrast my record when it comes to foreign affairs, foreign policy, military affairs. Contrast that with Congressman Bruce Braley and President Obama. Now, when it comes to foreign policy, foreign affairs, I have served in our armed services for over 22 years, and I am very proud of that service. And I'm proud to have led 150 Iowa sons and daughters overseas in the very region that ISIS is taking over. I am committed to these men and women. And these men and women have fought very hard for us, not only the men and women that I have served with, and I see some of them here today, but also those of all eras. So thank you. So to all of our veterans out there today, I want to thank you for your service. And I want to let you know that I know how hard you have worked for us. You have given blood, sweat, and tears to this nation. And I can guarantee you that when I go to the United States Senate, I am going to fight just as hard for you, because you have served this country so well. Now, what I want to do is contrast that to Congressman Braley. Congressman Braley, in the midst of Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, not once, but twice. Twice he voted to defund our troops as they were serving in combat. He voted to do that, leaving our service members vulnerable if that had passed. Now, he will try and deny it now, but what he was doing was putting politics ahead of our men and women in uniform, and that is absolutely unacceptable. Now, we have a crisis ongoing in the Middle East. And just earlier this year, Congressman Braley voted on an amendment, and this was in June, voted on an amendment that would prohibit any funding for combat operations in Iraq. And now we hear him saying, oh, yes, I support the president and his airstrikes in Syria and Iraq. And matter of fact, the other day he put out a release saying we need to bring Congress back because I think this ISIS situation is really serious. No kidding, Congressman Braley. Where were you 2 years ago? So we have a gentleman who is so disengaged from what's going on around this world. And let's talk a little bit more about our veterans. I do want to point this out because Congressman Braley served on the Veterans Affairs Committee for 2 years. 2 years during the time period that our VA healthcare system was failing our veterans. He missed over 75% of those full committee hearings. At a time when he could have made an impact, he left 120,000 American veterans hanging out to dry without the healthcare not only that they deserved, but they had earned through their honorable service to this great nation. And again, I will never allow that to happen. So I do want to close on a positive note, though. Let's close on a positive note. We are doing very well in this campaign. And when I say we, I mean all of us, because I do depend upon you to get your family, your friends, your neighbors out to the polls. I need you to cast that vote. We need this United States Senate seat, and I can't do it without you. But we have the momentum. Look around you. Look to your left and your right. Every event that we have gone to, rooms are packed. There is standing room only. That tells me that Iowa is excited about the opportunity to have not just one Republican United States Senator, but two Republican United States Senators. We are going to restore fiscal sanity at the federal level. We are going to get America back on track. We are going to have a strong national defense. We are going to do these things. We are going to take this United States Senate seat back, and we are going to fire Harry Reid. Again, I want to thank all of my great friends that have joined me here on the stage. I want to thank all of you for coming out today. This is going to be a great victory in November, and I look forward to serving you, serving Iowans, because I love Iowa, and I am always going to stand up for you, our great state, and our great nation. So God bless you. God bless the state of Iowa. And God bless these great United States of America. Thank you.
Isn't Joni great? She's amazing. You all know, I know she's a great person. You know she's a great candidate. And together we will make her a great United States Senator. All right, Matt. So what we need to do now is, now that you have seen this, you're all going to vote for Joni, right? So let's go out, let's vote early, and then let's talk to our friends and our neighbors and anybody that's willing to have an open mind and an open ear. And let's get this team, Governor Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, and Joni Ernst elected for America.